have a message that came in from your wife.
Well, that's a few more minutes.
Is there a difference between a barrel and a keg?
Only in size. The large ones are called barrels, the small ones are called kegs.
They would have the same shape.
For example, dried apples or something like that might be in the large one. But, well, of course it could. It could be the same product, but in most cases, well, for example, wine would most likely be in a small one, although it could come in the large ones too. It's just a matter of convenience.
Why would you have dried apples?
Well, you know, we haven't always had as many ways of preserving foods as we have today. And the oldest method of preserving food is drying. Of course, ancient people used that. Even meats were dried. For example, such men as Peter and James and John, disciples of Jesus, their livelihood was fishing. But fish would soon spoil. Luckily, they had plenty of salt in that area. They say the Dead Sea is the saltiest body of water on earth. And so you'd expect salt to be plentiful and cheap. Now, what salt does to any kind of flesh, including fish, is take the water out of it. So you've begun a drying process. When you get all the water out that you can that way, then spread it out in the sun and let it finish drying, and then you could keep it indefinitely. The American Indian preserved food that way. You've heard the term jerky, I believe. Is not that the dried flesh of maybe the deer or the buffalo, something like that?
Oh, I've heard it, but I didn't know what it was.
I believe that's correct.
Did they always salt first?
Well, the point is, you want to reduce the water content. That's preserving. And so since salt will just automatically take it out. Now, of course, in the old days here, when farmers processed their own meats, each farmhouse had what they called a smokehouse. The butchering was done in the coldest winter days because foods simply don't spoil as quickly when cold. So during this cold weather, it's salted down. By the time the weather's warmed off, it's dried to the point where now it can be hung on sticks and placed in this smokehouse and have a small smoldering fire that produces a lot of smoke, and that continues the drying process as well as adding flavor.
Does the fire go constantly?
Well, it'd be better if it did, but usually they'd kindle the fire early in the morning and they use something that wouldn't make a lot, wouldn't burst up into flame, but something maybe that's slow burning and makes a lot of smoke, like the bark of trees or kind of damp wood or something like that.
Special bark
Well, whatever they could get most conveniently, you could use most any bark, even the bark of pines. You would put something like pine wood that has a lot of tar in it, which is the heart of the pine, because that'll burst in flame. That's too hot. You'd use the sappy, wetter wood because it would just smolder along and produce a lot of smoke and not much flame.
Mm-hmm.